Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So the tip this morning is about being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So the soul winning mission in Matthew chapter 10, it is specific to the disciples. I mean, Jesus is sending them out just to the nation of Israel. That's where they're to go. And we don't get our commission from here. Ours would come from Matthew 28 or Acts 1:8, but because we're to take the gospel to every creature, everywhere. But in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus gives the 12, the disciples, he gives them a warning before he sends them out. And obviously in their time, they were going to be scourged and beaten, and hopefully that doesn't come upon us. But today we take more of a verbal abuse, right, as we're out soul winning. But Jesus warns them before he sends them out, and these are great soul winning principles, you know, that I believe are good back in that time, and they're good today for us. And Jesus uses four animals to teach us how we should be as soul winners. Look at verse 16 of Matthew chapter 10. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. What are sheep? Sheep are harmless. Sheep are simple. Not always that wise. And wolves are not harmless. Wolves are very dangerous. Wolves are cunning. What's Jesus saying? What's he trying to teach them? He's saying, I'm putting you, disciples, I'm putting you, soul winner, in a dangerous situation. And because of this, because I'm putting you in this situation, Jesus says, you must be therefore, meaning that you better become this. It's not optional. He says, if you're going to be a soul winner, you're going to have success, you better become this. Look at verse 16 again. It says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Look, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. See, these kind of things kind of contrast each other. It's like, well, how can I be both? And see, the child of God, the soul winner for God, needs to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. But we kind of need to balance both of these things, because look, it's dangerous to be one without the other. I don't know if you ever thought about that when you read this. Because I've met some soul winners, you know, they're wise as serpents. I mean, they're good speakers, they're clever, but they're not harmless as a dove. And they use their subtlety, like a serpent would, and they use, it kind of turns into manipulation. And if you need a definition of manipulation, it's acting, the action of manipulating something in a skillful manner, the action of manipulating someone in a clever or unscrupulous way. You know, Brother Jeff was up here a few weeks ago talking about we're to persuade men, and the Bible's very clear, we are to be persuasive. We're to bring them the truth and say, this is what we have, and we're going to be really honest about it, and this is what you need to believe in to have eternal life. But we're not to manipulate them in to believing it, and kind of tricking them into believing it. And I know we probably might not do that intentionally, but sometimes it kind of leads us that way. I have a story. In my first church, the pastor used to send me out on Thursday nights, and I would basically be visiting people. And he would take a picture with his phone of like the church contact card for people that came to church, and then he'd have 3x5s of people that he was working on trying to get in church. Either he got them out soul winning, whatever, and he was letting me participate in that. Well, one Thursday night, I went to a house, and I mixed the cards up. I actually had a 3x5, but I didn't realize. In my mind, I thought it was a person that came to church. So I met this guy, he got invited me in, and I'm just, he's like, you know, I've never been to that church. So I go, yes, you have. I go, you've been to this church. I got a visitor card with your name on it. I go, you don't remember where the piano was at? You don't remember the hard preaching? You don't remember the music? You don't remember the chairs? And I worked on him. And you know what? Pretty soon, before I left, he believed he came to the church, you know? And then I went back to my pastor, and I was telling him, you know, giving him an account of people I talked to. And I go, yeah, that one guy, forgot his name, but he goes, he didn't even think he came. And pastor's like, dude, he never came. He goes, he's never been to a church service. I go, well, now he thinks he has, okay? And, you know, I dig that out of ignorance, right? It wasn't on purpose. But we want to be careful that we're being honest with people. This is what we're here for. We're to be wise and use it in a very way, combining it with the gentleness of a dove. Because, you know, I've seen people that they're very, gullible. They're very in a way that they have no craftiness about them whatsoever. So these might be the people, say you run into a wolf, like a Mormon, someone at the door, that they might actually start turning it on you and start preaching to you their doctrine and start trying to teach you, you know, you need to read the Book of Mormon, you need to do this. And they're not wise enough to see what they're doing, and they're trying to actually witness to you. And that's not what you're there for. You got to have the discernment to be able to stay on focus of what you're doing. So what's the takeaway? The takeaway is, as soul winners, we're to be wise. We're to know what we're talking about. We need to know the Bible, to know when you come up to the door, this is what I'm there for, this is what I'm doing. Not here for anything else. But more importantly, have discernment. Something that, especially if you're a new soul winner, you're a silent partner, this is your time to be learning that. Watch the person who's talking. Watch how they interact with the person and learn discernment. Watch what they say and watch how they respond. And, you know, don't be looking at the trees and all this. Be actually watching and learning, because even if you're you've been soul winning for years, you should be doing that. Because every encounter, everyone's so different. You're dealing with different kinds of people, especially in different neighborhoods. And I know you soul winners that have went to many different, even different countries, you know that people are different, how they interact. But being able to see that body language and make wise decisions based on that, how you should proceed. But also, we need to be harmless, comparing that with the dove. Don't insult people. Don't be a jerk. And I know some of we don't intend to do that, but I have a problem with it. It comes across that way. Sometimes you're a little rougher with people than you should be. I'll give you an example. It wasn't someone here. I was with a soul winner one time, and when the lady said she was Catholic, he proceeded to tell her everything that was wrong about the Catholic religion. Just started preaching to her like he was up here preaching a sermon. So how do you think that turned out? She got mad. She goes, "We're done here." She shut the door in his face. You know, he took all that Bible knowledge he knew and he directed it in a bad way. And see, that's what's great sometimes when you're a new soul winner. You might not know that much. So when they ask you other questions, you're all like, "Hey, I'm just here to preach Christ crucified." Right? Just because you have all this knowledge, and if you've ever been with pastor or one of the other guys or ladies here that really know the Bible, they're not going to use that in a malicious way. They're not going to use that just to puff their ego up and show people, well, you know, I know more than you. Because that's not what it's about. And you never want to get to that point. So you need to always be soft with people, gentle with people. And number two, as far as being harmless, don't fight back. You're going to get insulted. Mark my words, you do it long enough, you're going to get insulted. Don't get into arguments. I'll give you an example. If you choose to knock on a no soliciting sign and they come out and they say, "Don't you see that sign? Why'd you knock on my door? Don't you see no soliciting?" Don't sit there and try and explain to them, "Well, technically we're not soliciting. It's free. We're not selling you anything." That's not going to go well for you. Be like a sheep and flee. It's time to leave, right? And try and leave a good flavor in that person's mouth, so when God works on the other side, maybe he'll work on that person and we're going to come around again. We plan on coming around again. So do remember with all your wisdom, because you're in a kind of church where you get a lot of wisdom fast, right? If you come here and you're faithful and you're doing the things that you're being preached, you're going to get wisdom fast, or as far as I should say, knowledge fast. But then couple that with the grace of God and the Holy Spirit of God that indwells in you, and learn how to use it. That's why Jesus says it's important. You need to be both. You know, remember like this, a serpent is dangerous and a dove is in danger. So we need to combine both these qualities so we can go out and minister to people. Because remember, why are you at the door? Why are you going to be at their door today? Are you there for you? Or are you there to bring them the gift, the free gift that they don't know about? Because remember, they're blind, right? Most people in this world, even the ones that think they're saved, they're blind. And they think they're on their way to heaven. They give you the wrong answer. You're there for them. Whatever they need, as far as that goes, can I show you this? Can I give you what was freely given to me? And just keep that in your mind as we go out, that we're going to love on people and we're going to be focused and be wise and harmless in our conversations. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, thank you for the Word of God, Lord. I thank you for your examples to teach us how to be soul winners. And I pray for every one of us, we continue to strive to read your word, to become better for you, that we go out and we just love on people, Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.